Welcome to Queen Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens reflecting on the experiences and the inexperienced. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana, and we're your favorite cousins.
Period.
Good afternoon, lovely.
Welcome back. Oh, wait, were you telling me good afternoon?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, cuz.
Let there be light.
Oh, that was amazing. Wow.
Guess we just needed to hit play. Anyways.
That is really wild, y'all.
Yeah. We were low-key sitting in here in the dark, y'all. And
no, like, we weren't. It was a vibe. It was
girl,
a vibe.
It was dark.
And I was like, how do I get this light to work? Anyways, we're kind of like in the cave. Like,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, as soon as we started this recording, the light just came on. It was like, God just was like, all right, let's hype y'all up.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Perfect. Shining bright.
Anyways. The fact we didn't get that on camera. I'm like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody please.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, girl, how you doing?
Wow. Y'all, went to work today, got all the way to my exit, and realized I had no phone.
So did you actually drive to work?
I drove to work.
Yes. Oh, so you legit. Oh, I'm sorry.
So the thing was, I could have worked from home if I had my laptop. Uh-huh. My laptop was at work because I hate carrying it around. Lugging it around, I'm not for it.
Right now.
But y'all, I don't know what I was doing. I mean, I had felt so good. I was like, okay, I got my lunch.
Okay.
I stopped by Kroger. Got me some fruit.
Oh, sis, you was making stops, too?
Yes. Okay. Like, we're making good timing. I was listening to Erica Campbell. Like, she was, you know, giving us a little gospel tea, a little inspiration.
Yeah.
And something just said, where's your phone? Huh? You know, you start, like, kind of digging. You're like, okay, remain calm.
Yeah.
So, you know, traffic's moving. You know, it's kind of stop and go. I'm trying to look and make sure, you know, I hit the car in front of me. I'm trying to dig. And I'm like, it's like I had a Raven moment. That's so Raven. Like, I could see.
You saw exactly where you left it.
On the charger. On my bed. I have a habit.
Never coming with you. It was never even going to leave
out. My phone said, I'm sleepy. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Me too. But we out here to go get this money. When I tell you, I went through so many emotions on the way back home. I was anxious. I was angry. This is why gospel is playing. Let me tell you what lifted me up. Kirk Franklin's Stomp came on. I was like, make me cut my hair. You know, you gotta be mad.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, I'm gonna keep it on this gospel because if not.
Yeah. You're gonna be knucking and bucking, ready to fight.
It's like, why? Anyways, y'all, I got my phone, I got to work. It was only like two or three of us that had to come in out of our whole department. Wow. Everyone else at home. I know.
Wow.
Okay. I made it.
Yes.
I made it through.
So, you know what? I want to shout you out for making it to work.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
You made it to work. You overcame your stumbling block. Oh, yeah. Because, girl, something like that.
I feel like I look cute, too. I was like, bro, I really.
Yes.
I'm not about to turn around.
Yeah.
You know, you get dressed. Like,
yes,
I do. Now, if I had this outfit, you know.
And then something be happening, you'd be like, oh, I get it. Oh. Not oof, for work, but oof, I get it. Oof. For events.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. I appreciate it.
Yes, girl.
How was your week? How's your week been? Okay.
Okay.
I saw your story. Y'all.
Post a photo.
I got on this. So Yance was like, have you seen my story? I was like, no. And she was like, yeah, just check it out. Once he got the phone, this girl had on her stunners and the caption on her story said, oh yeah, I was like this all day at work.
Yeah.
How would you handle the patients?
Point of view, I'm your coworker.
They was pink stunners, by the way, guys. In the shapes of stars. I love you so
girl,
much. I'm telling you.
I'm really the best coworker. Like, I really am. Like, nobody can tell me anything different. I don't care
what they say. What did you play that morning before you walked in?
So, let me tell you. So, the thing is, we had, like, an awards thing for work. So, girl, we was all excited because we was getting free food.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to start late. It was a late start and we got free food.
Oh, yeah.
So, we was already all lit, you know. Girl, now me walking into the auditorium, they passing out colorful masks and shades, basically. They're not shades. They were glasses, but they were, like, clear, but they had, like, a pink tint to them.
Oh, I know that. Oh, I
know. As soon as I saw the shades, I said, oh, yes. I put it on. Never took them off all day.
My coworker, what did they tell you?
It was like, at the end of the day, my coworker was like, yo, you really wore them on day? I said, yeah, I'm committed.
Stop.
I said, but honestly, it came to a point where I forgot they were on my face. Because I was walking down the
hall.
How?
You're seeing the world in pink.
I don't. No, it wasn't pink, though. Oh. It was really clear. That's why how I could literally work in them.
Oh, so it was clear. Okay. Because yeah. I was like.
They had a pink. Not a tint, a pink frame,
oh.
But like they were actually clear? Like they were pink, but they were it was clear, like straight through.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Dang. And so I was like, I was walking down the hall, and I was like, people were looking at me, and I was like, what are y'all looking at? And I forgot, like, I was like, oh yeah, I do got on these glasses, like an idiot. How am I mad at these people for staring? So and I just was like, oh hey, like.
I hate people staring
sharp. Girl, yeah. All my patients was like, okay, I like those. I was like, thank you. Girl, I'm introducing myself, telling them, you know, I got you, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, I like those. This one girl was like, what's your name, princess? I said, Ayana.
Oh, my God.
Girl, all the gas.
I cannot.
All the
not princess.
Yeah, girl. She said princess. I said, oh, you're my favorite patient today, baby.
That is
so, yeah, that's a lot how my week went. My week was so short, though. One, I don't even work on Mondays, but I technically was on Monday, but I was on call, but I didn't get called in. So, Monday, and I was off, but it was a holiday. So, anyway, but it still felt like a short week for me. So, like, I went Tuesday, Wednesday, we start late start, and we have free food and all that stuff. Thursday is already a late start because we have, like, our staff meeting. So, and Friday, I don't work.
Shit.
So, peace out. I was dipping on them hoes, too. Girl, yesterday I was
with
dipping.
The shades on. To the loo.
Yeah, I was like, nah, bro, I gotta be out. I just really love working them 3 days.
I love a good work.
God, yes. I just was like, ugh. And plus, like, I feel like I'm having a change of, like, mindset with work because although I really love my job, they be trying to play you sometimes.
Uh-oh.
So I'm working through, like, being played, basically. Uh-oh. And still doing my job to the best of my ability. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because I'm not trying to quietly quit. Yeah. Like, you know, what we talked about last week. Yeah. I'm trying not to do that and still give my patients, like, the best care and still, like, come to work and show up as myself. Because, like, part of me is my work ethic and, like, my attitude and, like, my bubbly personality. Like, and it was coming to the point, like, even my manager pulled me aside. He was like, yo, what's wrong?
Dang.
Yeah. So, I actually talked to my manager, like, two weeks ago or so. Yeah, girl. Because I was, like, I was coming to work, like, bruh. I had never felt like that. Like, I've only been doing it for 2 years, but still, like, I've never felt like, bro, I really hate this. And I was coming to work like, I hate this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Manager was like, what can I do?
Yeah. And I was like, bro, you need to...
get him in line?
Yeah. Or I'm about to start checking him. But it felt good to, even though, and like, I was even talking to, like, someone in there was like, you know, even if you don't see a change, like, you know that you got it off your chest and know that you still can come in there and do your job. Like, you do your job. And be who you are, but know that, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Some days I feel like it's heavy. It can be heavy on you.
Yes.
It's like carrying, it's like a burden. Yes,
it is a burden.
It can just feel like, ugh. And the other days, you're like, I ain't gonna let this get to me.
Yeah. And that's the point I'm trying to get to. Like, I'm not gonna let it get to me, but I'm still gonna do my job the way I need to do it. And so this week, I pretty much was just like, all right, it is what it is.
I love that, Yance. I really do.
Yes, girl. So, seems like we had good weeks.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
You know what I can't say? I was
trying every day this week.
We made it. I'm not
gonna hold you. Yes.
We made it to Friday. We are successful and we can thank God for that.
Yes.
So, yes. Yeah, girl.
And some people don't have a job, so.
Okay. No, some people don't got a job to go to be irritated by.
Yeah.
So, I feel you on that. Jeez. For sure.
So summer's ending. How do we
get it? Girl, where did it go? Where did summer go?
I
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And I'm a summer baby. Like, I enjoyed my birthday, so that's good. But I felt like I didn't go to, I don't think I even went. Okay, I'm lying. Maybe I went to one barbecue, but that was in May.
That's the beginning of summer. Yeah.
I don't know. This summer was a little sketchy. How was y'all summer?
Yeah, this summer I'm wondering what I did.
Oh, not the bad end of the eyes.
I don't know.
I just can't believe we got here.
I feel like I had a good summer, but I'm still wondering what did I do. Like, I feel like we had a lot of plans to do things and we didn't.
Yeah, and
then just things and now I'm like, oh shoot, like summer's over. So
bro, I really haven't seen Ife all summer.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have some words for her when I see her.
Yeah, she's out there now. We need to go. Anyway, Boop. We'll get into that. Yeah. But girl, so yeah, for you, when does summer end? Is it the September actually being here, or is it like the weather change?
For me, it's a weather change.
Okay.
Like, it can be October, but in Atlanta, it's hot.
Yeah.
I think for me too, it's something dealing with like, because it's already starting. I don't know about you, but it seems like it's starting to get a little dark in the mornings.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday.
It's only September, bro.
I was like, yeah, what y'all doing?
Because fall is not technically till November.
I feel like I was kind of robbed a little bit of the last couple weeks of summer because it's been rainy.
It's rained all summer.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe that's why I don't feel
that's
like...
That's probably why.
Yeah, I'm like,
Actually, I think that's really it.
Because I've been trying to check the weather a lot all summer, I feel like.
It was so hot in May. And then I feel like June, July, August, it was rain. What the...
I know.
I need a redo, bro.
I know.
They be talking about... And you know, it's like... Everybody, I feel like I blame Meg too, because Meg started that whole hot girl summer thing. Then it was like COVID.
Oh, I went, God.
I ain't been on hot girl summer since she
said it.
Bruh. Why you had to call girl, it out?
Yeah, because now I don't know. So, yeah, for me, I think it's the weather too, because the month really don't be mattering, but it's the weather. But I noticed like this next week, it's about to be low 70s.
Wow, we gotta pull out the cardigans?
Yeah. Like a little jacket. Because I was in my dress this morning and I was like, yo, I'm cold. Like, it wasn't legit cold, but I just felt chilly and I was like, whoa. I was like, no.
Oh my
I had to check the weather. It's supposed to rain. It's supposed to rain today. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Because I was like, okay, maybe I can have one more.
Rain can really be a mood kill, bro. Last weekend, I literally was in the house and it was unwarranted. Like, I wasn't trying to be in the house.
We had so many plans for last weekend and we just.
I was so excited to be outside.
Bust.
To be outside lit, frolicking.
I know. You know, after we record, like, yo, we need to have a plan that involves two things. One in case it rains, one when it doesn't rain, and we're just gonna make it
shake. We need to have a backup plan. Right, you're absolutely right.
Because I'm like, bro, nah, I can't go all summer without seeing all my girls all together, like, nah, bro.
We had a whole plan, so the plan was Sunday we were supposed to go to Pride, it's this Black Pride in Atlanta in September, which I thought it was October. I was wrong. I always get them mixed up. So we were gonna meet at the park. And it was gonna be lit,
basically. Yeah, it was gonna be a vibe.
So that morning, Giannis was like, y'all, well, really, you hit us up the night before. He was like, y'all, the rain. And Ebony was like, look, I'm going.
Ebony said, I'm down no matter what.
I was looking and I was like, yo, we gotta carry stuff, we gotta have chair. Like, I don't know,
it's not looking
because once you get into Piedmont, it's like you're
in there,
yeah,
you really just gotta commit.
And the day came and.
Bust. I'm just gonna say bust. That's all.
No,
I'm
we about to schedule something, bro.
So yeah, we gonna talk about this after the podcast, and y'all, we might have to post it on our page because it's been that kind of summer.
Y'all see us outside.
Okay, we finally outside.
Now I want to say though, Ari's album just came out, Age Sex Location, and it's so weird, right? Because I really like to bop certain artists in certain seasons. Is that I don't know.
No,
Ari is like my fall winter gal. It's something about, because she has like those saxophones and stuff on her songs too.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, ooh. So it's interesting. Yeah, that the cardigans are gonna be pulled out.
I'm ready to listen. I haven't listened yet, but I'm ready to listen. And we stan Ari. We stan Ari.
Ari.
Oh my gosh, she's a beautiful black queen.
She's.
I just love her.
Yeah.
So
and
yeah.
Then I love the album title. I'm listening to a few songs, but I mean, still bringing the vibe, the vocals.
Yes.
The very first track was really, POF was really giving me a little bit of Erykah Badu vibes.
Get into it, man.
And then the lyrics, I was reading them to Ayana, like, she not playing with y'all.
She ain't coming to play.
I'm ready. So I got to finish the album. So we'll be back. We'll be back with the
update.
Yeah.
The update. Girl, there's so many movies that came out. So $3 Movie Day was last Saturday.
Crazy. Yeah. Movies was
sold out, packed.
Oh my God. Okay. I've never seen that many people at the movies.
Yeah. You know, I like to go to the theaters that have the reclining seats. I waited too late, girl. I had to go to a regular one.
Oh, no.
But I still had a good time. But like, we took full advantage. We saw two movies, sis.
That was a plan. We were going to see a movie based upon an event that happened in Atlanta where a black vet, he took a bank hostage.
Oh, wow. I don't even see the advertisement.
Yeah. I forgot the actor that's in it and the name of the movie. Give me a sec, but I'll figure it out. Okay. But yeah.
So we saw Hung for Jesus and we saw Beast.
I wanted to see Beast.
Yeah, so Beast.
So how was Beast? Like, what would you rate it?
Beast was a solid 7, I guess I would say.
Okay.
Because it was kind of like action packed.
For $3?
I will see it for $3. It was action packed. It had family in it, so you know. And then it had a villain. And I mean, it had some twists and turns. So I was like, okay, this is a pretty good. Also, we saw Hung for Jesus before we saw Beast. So coming from Hung for Jesus, I was happy to see Beast.
Wow.
Because Hung for Jesus was a little disappointing, personally. Ooh.
And I saw Hung for Jesus, too, which is funny. I didn't know. So I had talked to Yans. I told her, I was like, yeah, I'm going to movies Saturday. They got $3 movies. I didn't know that Yance was going to the movies and that she saw Hung for Jesus too. So
I didn't know I was
going
to see it either.
Okay. Hung for Jesus.
Let's get it.
I give it a 4.
Ooh.
That, so, I think, and the acting was great.
That's what I was just about to say. It's hard because for me, I feel like the acting was really good.
It was a script.
But it was a script. It was what they were actually referring to. It was the fact that it was filmed in Atlanta. I didn't like that.
Filmed in Atlanta? Or you thought it wasn't representing the black church well?
Yeah, it did not. I feel like it was a mockery, and I was kind of like, whoa. Ooh. I felt attacked a little bit.
I felt like, to me, a movie about a black church should be written by people who have been in a black church. Yeah. This felt like
y'all were on the outside looking in, and y'all were making a mockery.
Yeah.
Of it, and I feel
like y'all have never been. And Jordan Peele is married to a Karen. Ouch, sorry. And so I don't think that I don't imagine that he's been in a black church and really experienced it.
But why did they choose this specific, is this okay to talk about? Like, why did they choose that whole, you know, that was based on like that whole thing with like Eddie Long.
Really?
Girl, yes.
How come I did not think about
that? Yes, that's how I was like, dang, why would they choose this to, like, it could have been funny and even left that part out. Like, it didn't have to be like that.
It's like it got dark towards the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was just straight comedy. But, you know, the trailers didn't really tell what it was about. It just was giving.
It didn't give Eddie Long.
Yeah.
For sure.
It just was giving. This was a pastor who was really
funny.
Feeling himself narcissistic.
Crazy. Yes.
And his wife. And they were just being documented.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason.
Yeah. She really played her in the end, too. Like, ooh.
Oh, my God.
That mean? That miming?
That was,
and then for them to get played while she had the makeup on, ooh,
yeah,
I was like, oh boy,
he was like, you, oh my God, the sex scene,
oh,
awkward.
So I kind of realized what I feel like he was, what he wanted from her, and I was like, well, Nicole had to tell me because I didn't get that part. I was like, oh, what? Not supposed to. I was like, what? Are we not supposed to have oral sex? Like, I was like, oh, okay, I didn't realize.
Completely.
She was like, no, that's, and I was like, oh. So yeah, but I mean, when I finally started, everything started coming full circle, and I was like, oh.
So I guess we should tell. When I don't want to dive into the film, but basically the movie is following a pastor who has lost all of his congregation.
Yeah.
Pretty much, there have been allegations that he has been having sexual relationships with men, young boys in his church, mm-hmm. And it's so. it's weird because at first you don't know that it's getting into that, and yeah. then all of a sudden it's addressed.
You finally figure it out, or they finally, yeah.
And but there's even a part where it's like he's still trying to hit on somebody.
Yes, that part really made my stomach turn because I was like, "Yo,
he was putting his hand on his shoulder and saying, oh, I can get you places.'"
But he was talking about shaving, and that really, I was like, "Is that how he was getting them, by talking to him about shaving and stuff like that?" That was strange. Very much. And I forget,
you know, R.I.P. to Eddie Long. He passed away. Now I'm gonna be going to Google spree. This is what happens to me, y'all.
Yeah,
I cannot watch Rabbit things hole. Without Googling. I had started watching a show called Candy on Hulu. Mm-mm. It is about a woman in the 80s who took an axe to her best friend 41 times.
Whoa.
She was having an affair with her best friend's husband.
Wait. I'm having the affair and I decide to kill my best friend because I'm having the affair. Okay. Axe 41 times. Brutal murder.
It's based on a true story. Her name is Candy Montgomery. Lady got off. Did not go to jail.
How? One, you're an
adulterer.
She
had a very good reputation in her town. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. Had to be.
I'm telling you, the show is crazy. But I end up Googling the first episode because I just had to know. And Google is not good because...
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't wait. Yeah. I need to know.
But you know, Amber... Okay, so off topic real quick. But House of Dragons.
Mm. It's House
girl.
Of the Dragon, and
oh,
I saw
I
a meme,
House of Dragon.
I saw a meme that Black people keep saying House of the Dragons, and it tickles me because every time y'all says House of the Dragons, I'm like, yep, Black people do. But it's like we know that there were dragons, so it's hard not to say that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So Amber watches it too, and so she had sent me. We was like having a conversation about after the first episode. We was just having a conversation about like, oh. Who was this person? How was this going
to
play out? Type stuff like that.
Ooh,
but Amber,
need to tell me.
Girl, Amber is very much a person who cannot wait to the end. Sis be like, no, I gotta know now. It just gives her too much, like, anxiety. Basically.
Oh, don't tell. I don't like when people.
Sis, she girl, the next day, sis sent me a whole link with a breakdown. I said, girl, I'm not looking at that. Hell no, I'm not looking at that.
Oh, no, nah, I won't do that.
I said no. Mm-mm. She was like, it gives you the breakdown of who Viserys is and Rhaenyra. And but I was like, girl, okay. Because sometimes I have to, I don't like spoilers, but
yeah.
also
yeah.
the if I don't understand it, I think Google will, like, I'll know too much. Like,
yeah.
I don't want a spoiler, yeah. but I just kind of want a little bit of help. But it's like, I just wait to the end to Google everything and get the breakdown.
Right.
That's what I normally do.
I only do it when it's real people. When it's okay. real people, I'd be like, so where are they now? What happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
No.
Girl,
House of Dragon, I'm...
Yeah. I'm going to send you the link, but don't open it.
Until
after.
Don't open it?
Until after the season.
I'm going to be tempted.
Girl, season he nut. I ain't going to hold you. Season he nut with House of Dragons.
Totally unnecessary for me to start ticking.
Oh, yeah. That part, too. And then I said it again. Yeah. So wait, what is the official title? I'm still saying it.
It's House of the Dragon.
Oh.
Yeah.
House of the Dragon?
Not you sound, and you sounded, and you sounded like you're from the time period, honestly. Take me to That was too
it just
good.
Came out and I was like
that was too good.
Whoa. Pause. Girl. Yeah, okay. House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
It sounds strange to say that. I don't like it.
You know, another show.
They have two dragons, at least now.
Right. House of the Dragon. I don't know why it's House of the Dragon. I don't understand it either.
Cool. Okay.
Girl. Another show that I've started watching is Sandman. It's pretty good.
Oh, my God. I saw that on Netflix yesterday. I was flipping through, like, just, like, looking at some stuff that I wanted to see.
You and Nicole probably like
Sandman? Is it scary?
It's not scary.
Okay, girl, because I saw it and I didn't even look at the trailer because I got scared.
It's about...
At the image.
It's kind of about these entities that are bigger than us. They're not gods, but in a way, they are. So the main character, Sandman, okay. he's the god of dreams. So he controls yeah. our dreams, what we dream about. Mm. And he loses his powers. He gets them back. And then his sisters are Desire and Death.
Ooh.
So it's just interesting. It gives you a perspective on life, honestly, that it's very like, wow, it really makes you think. And a lot of it is based off the Bible. You'll notice when you watch, you'd be oh, like there are two brothers, Cain and Abel.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Girl, Cain and Abel. I don't know if y'all know that story, but oh Lord. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's written really well, but I was very skeptical about it. Hooked.
Dang, that always happens though. Yeah.
So y'all looking for a show? Don't say I didn't tell you.
It's this other show that I'm gonna start watching. Oh my god, and the name has slipped my mind. I literally added it to my list. It was right before Sandman, but I got scared of Sandman, so I didn't watch that trailer. Oh. But I watched the one before, which was scarier. Oh, it was god. A girl who, okay, the basis is a girl who comes to this family. I can't remember the name of it. She comes to this family, and the trailer starts off with them all sitting down for dinner. The girl ends up sitting in the wrong seat, or somebody else's seat, basically. Like, one of the other kids' seat. And the youngest girl is like, oh, that's Jules' seat. And the girl's like, oh. But she kind of still sits there. You can tell she's kind of nervous. Jules is like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. Like, whatever.
Uh-oh.
But then they start eating. They're passing out food and everything. And the girl is like, oh, we got to say our grace. Like, we forgot to say the blessing. Everybody's like, and one of the girls was like, we don't do that. And she was like, and the mom was like, but it's okay. If you would like to say a blessing, you can please prefer to do so. Okay, fine. The girl started to pray. Girl, watch, she said, and to the ruler of the demons, amen. Whoa. I said, I want to watch.
Oh, girl, no.
The way they set that scene up, I was not expecting that. That's how I didn't know it was scary. Girl, I put that to my list. I said, I ain't watching this alone, though. So I got to
absolutely
wait.
Not.
But yeah, I was like,
to shows like that, I cannot watch alone.
Girl, it was the way she was saying her grace, like she was really praying to God. And then she ended it with, to the ruler of.
I am befuddled.
Whoa, sis. You broken up the wrong tree.
No, I don't deal with demons.
So yeah, girl, that kind of freaked me out. And I was like, oh yeah, I want to watch.
So there are a lot of good shows, obviously, yes. That we need yes. to tap into and will be. But the biggest show.
Wait a minute.
Is on Twitter. Okay.
Oh my god.
Queen Elizabeth passed yesterday, September 8th. And the reactions of the public across the world is literally not what I imagined.
Me neither. That's why I was so confused. Like, what in the world is wrong with y'all?
Like,
y'all.
It's been actually, because I've seen, you know, we can only see, I'm not living there, so we can only see what we see of a country and what's going on. But I remember when all that was going on with Meghan Markle, like, it just seemed like she had a lot of stance.
Yeah.
Granted, but also they also looked like her, but yeah. I don't know, I just.
They could have easily came together because Meghan Markle was black.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm sorry.
But barely.
They stand for each other. They stand for each other. It doesn't matter. So they could have easily come together for that. But it seems like they hated her.
I am shook.
The jokes are endless, y'all. The jokes are endless. And I'm surprised.
Honestly, the one meme that I have in my head is Meghan Markle. It says Meghan Markle at the funeral. And it's this black man who is sashaying in the middle of the street with a car behind him like he's in a parade.
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, what? And also, I mean, they are making it seem like Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana, that they are encountering each other
they're
in heaven.
They're in heaven fighting.
And Princess is like, bitch, please.
Yeah. Wow. I said, they are not finding my guy's good heaven.
Like, oh, my goodness.
But y'all, they said Princess Diana not letting her in.
I mean, I'm so torn, right? I don't really. The only thing I know about this woman is really what I watched on The Crown.
Yeah,
and
I started.
It's like you empathize with her, right? Because you know her dad dies, and she's like in her early 20s. She's 25, and all of a sudden she has to take on this big ass responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like no mistakes. She can't choose love, by the way. Like,
yeah,
there's no choosing sucks. Love at all. It's all about rank, really. Mm-hmm. And bloodline. Like, we can't mix certain bloodlines together. You know, you have to be a benefit to even marry into the family. If there's no ranking or benefit, then sorry.
That's it.
And it's crazy because her uncle, which was her dad's brother, he was supposed to be reigning, but he chose love. So it fell on her father, and she saw how it kind of like took on him. He ended up passing, and you know, so I was like, wow. So for her to be 96,
that's crazy. That is honestly the, everybody was so surprised that she made it to 96, but I'm like, she literally,
she didn't work.
Literally, she lived a soft life.
Very soft.
Soft Guerrera. We're going to get into that later. I mean,
she didn't pick a finger.
Yeah, she didn't have to do anything for herself.
No.
Not saying that, I'm not throwing shade to that.
They make sure that all, she, I mean, but I'm just saying, well,
like, that's the life she lived. Like, she, yeah, like, literally, what she put in her body was vetted. Everything vetted. Like, what, her best doctors, top of the line. Everything, top of the line. So, can you imagine living that life for over, like, literally 96 years? Mm. And then becoming queen and it, like, being amplified for 70 plus years? Like, yeah, bro, like,
wow.
Yeah, of course I lived to be 96. I was a queen.
You know, I'm also thinking about, like, there's this episode on The Crown where, like, all these, there's like a coal minery, like, disaster. And, like, this big mountain of coal, like, rolls down on this town and kills all these kids in the school. Mm. And she has to go. And, like, She's unmoved. She could not cry.
Because she had no connection to that.
She had no
connection. She never could understand, like, what
the, and, like, her husband went, he was like, what? Like, he just did not understand, like, how she could
Is her husband still alive?
No, he actually died, I think, recently, the year before.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm wondering, so one of her kid, her oldest kid would be the new king.
Yeah, it's Prince Charles, which is the one that cheated on Princess Diana. He was married to her. So Prince Harry, his dad, him and the woman that he loves so bad, Camilla. Yeah, but I think they have some type of arrangement where she can't necessarily, like, have a certain title. I forgot. It's almost like they've kind of, like, sided her title, because
she can be on his arm, but she can't hold no ring.
The people really just was not feeling.
That's crazy. There's still a monarchy. It's crazy. That's still a thing, though. Like, y'all don't vote on who y'all want to be in office. Y'all literally just have a king and a queen that rule the whole country. That's bizarre. It's 2022. And
they just have these. I mean, you literally would see colonialism on The Crown, like, at its finest. Like, it would be like, okay, like, Prince Charles. There was a time when he got a certain age. They were like, well, now you're going to be the Duke of, what was it, like, Edinburgh? I forgot. And he just had to show up, you know. He had to learn the language. He did a speech. That's why all these people hate them. I'm pretty sure, because it's like they kind of come in, they say that they are some type of ownership, and they leave. And just like Barbados, right?
And they do nothing for them.
Didn't Barbados just recently?
They just got, like,
out of
I don't know the right term, but they are no longer. They are their own country, crazy. Basically. Nobody owns them now.
They were under the monarchy as well.
How did they get out, though? How do you?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what they did to get out.
Okay. I need to look into that.
Yeah, I need to look into that too.
And then I'm just wondering, like, does the family feel, like, for example, when my grandma passed, I was hurt. I'm sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a connection to her. And I'm wondering, did they, as family members, she was the queen, but, like, did you know her as a grandma? You know what I'm saying? The way we know our grandma. Or is she just like, oh, a lady I worked for. You know what I'm trying to say?
Girl, on the show, they made it seem like her and Charles, like, Charles really yearned for her.
To be a mom.
For her nurturing side, and it never kicked in. Like, she was always just, she never showed any love to him, but I think that was cut off for her. She didn't really have that either, so. I don't know. I imagine no, to be honest.
Yeah, I
just hearing, no. Just watching the interview with Harry and Meghan with Oprah, and just watching The Crown, and
Harry is Prince Charles's son.
Princess Diana's son.
Prince, okay, yeah.
The youngest. Okay. Uh-huh. Because she has two.
But they are like, they, no matter what happens, if everybody dies off, he will never be king.
I don't think so.
Okay, they're not in the family no more, right?
Charles is in his 70s. I don't know how long he's going to be. I mean, his mama made it a long time.
Soft girl life.
Yeah, it'll go to Harry's older brother. And I don't think they're on the best of terms.
Yeah. So yeah, I would like to say rest in peace.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth.
Give the lady some respect.
Yeah. At least that. Like, I know that we don't, there's certain people that we don't like in power, but I don't know if I would ever rejoice of a death.
Not even Donald Trump.
Yeah, no. Nah. I just like, okay.
Yo, there was somebody like a posted clip about Donald. They was like, wait, y'all think this is bad? Wait till 45 have his time.
Yeah.
That's going to be scary, though. I don't know how his followers would be.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, if somebody passes away, okay, they pass away. And if I have no relations to them, if I have no connection, if I feel nothing.
Yeah, it's just like the that's hatred.
It. I'm just not going to say anything about it, but I'm not going to, because, oh my God, did not mean to do that. Sorry. Oh my God. So this lady, there was like this clip I saw on Instagram and Twitter where they were interviewing this girl about like how she felt about the queen dying. And she was like, I mean, it's another day. It happens. She was like, you know, people die. And then she started to get into how she wasn't feeling a monarchy and all that. And I was like, oh boy. So, but
she
was like,
I mean, the monarchy stands for colonialism. And I was like, well.
Sis got a point. Like, it's nothing. It's if you don't under, if you don't.
And the racism, it's a lot of levels to it where it's like...
I mean, but I'm not about to be rejoiced and I'm not about to be like... And then that other clip, I just saw Jordan, like that clip and like the Irish people, I mean, it's like a whole like stadium full of them. They're like singing, like just Lizzie's in a box. And I'm just like, oh my God.
That was weird to see.
Yeah, that was very... I mean,
I was like, not Lizzie.
Yeah, like first of all, y'all... have downgraded her to Lizzie. Who are you talking to? Lizzie's in a box?
Ooh,
my. So yeah, I feel like in Europe though, that's really, they don't they don't care. If they don't like you, they don't like you.
It kind of reminds me of how everybody was when Kevin Samuel passed.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't agree with the man, but dang.
Yeah, y'all don't have to come. I don't be with the jokes and the diff. That's not.
Yeah. I'm not either. I don't even know these people.
Black Twitter really don't take nothing seriously, which is pretty wild in itself.
Ever.
It's really a wild place.
Because the memes, it's just like, come on, guys. You just put your hand on your head. Like,
who are these people? Y'all need to be comedians. What do y'all do with y'all lives? I be wanting to know that when people like, yeah. Anyways. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so... Another thing that I saw trending was Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia on their season finale of American Idol. I remember watching this, y'all. I remember being in the living room. I remember how the like my parents' house looked, and it was just such a big deal. Like, we were tuned in.
Mm.
We were, like, trying to call in and vote, but it was such a big deal because it was, like, both of these black sisters can sing.
Ooh.
And... I mean, when Jennifer Hudson lost, Fantasia just had something. It was something about Fantasia, though. Like, J-Hood? Hey, nah.
She got that voice.
But Fantasia just, I mean, she just had so much, like, pain in her voice, too. Mm-hmm. It was just like, wow. So when she won, it was like, wow. And I remember her crying, the confetti falling down. So, y'all, they was talking about how, you know, fast forward to now, they was like... Sometimes when them doors close, God got something better for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was a little shady towards Fantasia, but I could see what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those people that did get signed to American Idol, you know, it wasn't the best contracts or whatever.
And it kind of ties their hands, too. Like, they can't really...
Do
like,
certain
when
things.
When you're signed...
That time period...
You're period, signed though. To it. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's it. There's no other... But I feel like Jennifer Hudson had a lot of opportunities, a lot of other doors open to her because she was not... tied to American Idol.
Yeah.
And like, she's acting, like all the stuff that she can do.
Yeah.
Like, she
she's won a stuff. Lot of awards too. I didn't even realize how many awards that she's won. Yeah.
But how many other American Idol stars have done anything more than what do they do? Get an album and that's it.
I mean, Carrie Underwood might be the only other one, and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh yeah. See, I forgot about them though. See, ooh.
Yeah. They
was she doing like a TV show from her basement now or something, don't she?
What?
No shade. Who? Tea. Okay, let me not say that.
No, who are you talking about?
Kelly Clarkson. Doesn't she? Not from her basement. But the last thing I saw, she was doing some kind of virtual, like, television show. I mean, I know it sounds virtual.
Well, she was.
Crazy saying virtual.
She was on the, like, she had, like, a sit-down show. So maybe when COVID happened? I don't know. I've never watched her show.
Okay, that's all I never mind.
She was on daytime TV for a little while, but I don't even know if her show's still active. And Carrie Underwood, she done have some hits. Jesus Take the Wheel? Even I know that song. I don't even listen to country music.
I don't know.
And Kelly Clarkson, don't get me started, okay? I love you some Kelly, okay? Since you've been gone,
I can't breathe for the first time.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that we captured this on live.
I just went full force. Because you know what's crazy? I really used to walk around the house singing that. And I would just yell it just like that.
Ain't never been
embarrassing.
Oh my God!
Is Kelly the one who sings like, "You throw the brick at the window at the car"? I broke your. You know what I'm talking about? Dun 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 dun. Oh dang! I wish I could think.
I gotta Google that thing. Very familiar.
I gotta Google it. It's like I threw a brick at your window and we.
Throwing a brick at a window. I've been very mad. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
it's like I broke your window.
These dudes really think that women are out of pocket. Have you ever had a brick in your window though? Because I didn't take it there.
I never did that.
So give me some credit. Yeah, I didn't take it there.
It's not just my Sullivan popping up. Not busting windows out your car, y'all. Not that. It's a country song, bruh.
So. I wanted to Google Jennifer Hudson while you're looking that up and see how many awards she's won. So she's had an Academy Award, 2 Grammys, Daytime Emmy Award, Golden Globe Award, and a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Wow.
And Jennifer Hudson is actually a pretty good actress. Like Dreamgirls?
Yeah.
Dreamgirls alone, okay? It's very trifling storyline.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Whew, very good.
Yeah, she did well. She did really well. She's done well for herself. And so she... I get what they were trying to say, but it wasn't nice to say.
She had a song on one of her albums. I can think of the melody, but I can think of how it goes. Oh, it's called like I'm Giving Myself Over to You. Giving myself over. Anyways.
Oh wow.
I told my cousin, I was probably like in high school. I told my cousin was getting married. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get married to this song. You know she played that at her wedding.
Oh my God!
Never even had heard the song.
Oh crap!
I think that's a violation.
Kinda, yeah.
I thought you were a safe space, baby girl.
That's crazy.
That's all right, because better music has came out.
Period. Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
I knew.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Before He Cheats, but I was like...
Girl, I could not think.
Damn, she talking about a brick in the window in the lyrics?
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with the bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky right now. Yes, girl, this the one.
Ooh.
This the one. I dug my can to the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, car my mama naming his leather seats, took a Louisville slugger to those headlights.
Whoever wrote this, was this real life?
Maybe.
Why you write your mama name? I'm not understanding that. I'm not about to write Zanitra.
Nah.
Yeah. Because now my mama in trouble. Why?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
That's interesting. Oh, wow. She didn't write it. Two other guys wrote it. Two guys wrote it. Wow. That's interesting. Anywho.
Guys be in their feelings.
Yeah. So maybe. Don't even get into it. But anyway. Yeah, girl. So, speaking of like the queen dying and stuff, like, I've just been seeing some people talk about the soft girl era lately. Mm. And just kind of speaking on it as like almost like a negative thing. And I never took it that seriously to where I needed to go do a rant or say that we've made up this. Because I did see a post before and it was like, oh, well, y'all made up this term and I don't know what y'all saying and what y'all doing with that. But okay, go off. And I was like, dang.
Whoa.
What you gotta get this?
You might need to rub up in that soft girl
era or soft girl life. And I feel like, so I just want to pose a question of what is the soft girl era to you?
To me.
To you. What is a soft girl era? And I'll tell you, you know, how I feel about it. But I'm just like, damn, maybe I'm thinking something. Maybe I missed the real post where everybody was talking about what exactly it is. I don't know. But I feel like that's a term that's like, I think it's cute. it's something for the culture. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's something that we came up with. But I feel like, okay, I can identify with that. And I never took it that seriously.
Like,
I never,
it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Right? It's literally just all the other stuff we make up. I mean, come on. I never thought of it like that, so.
That's very interesting. Soft girl era is the epitome of peace. Mm. That's really mm-hmm. That's really how I identify it. Mm-hmm. It is living your life in a way that you don't have drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not lowering your value and how you're, yes. you know, you're acting, you know, maybe like being a side piece or yeah. entertaining things that don't serve you.
Yes, that part.
Relationships. It's just about living life in an ease. Yes. As easy as you can, you know, while handling your shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. Boom. That's it. And that's literally like, it's literally, for me, it's literally living life, a life of ease. That's how I feel. And it's like, and I feel like it's also, and I even relate it to like, initially I just related it to like relationships. It's like soft girl, like chivalry, like flower, like it's like almost like a fairy tale. That's how I feel.
I see it as femininity.
Yeah. Like you're really that's a good way to put it. Yeah. And that's how I just felt like it was
you're not popping off.
Right. Something like aggression. What you said. Like it's, you're not entertaining anything that doesn't serve you. Anything that's not going to matter. I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah, like whatever. Like that's literally how I feel.
Yeah, it's not mindless.
To say that you're exactly. I was just about to, it's not to say that you're irresponsible, because the post that I'm referring to, it was just kind of saying like you guys are as women, you're using this as a way to be irresponsible, and also you're using this as a way to get out of as to make excuses for why you're, and it related it to my relationship with God, and that really sent me, because I was like, huh? I was like, how did we get here, yo? I was like, you're doing too much. Doing too much, sis.
I just want to give a shout out to these real tough church sisters. What is your intention behind scrutinizing people that yes. are not doing things in a way that you feel it should be done? Because yes. at that moment, you go from pointing out I guess something that is wrong to kind of just being a negative Nancy, like
judging. I just never understood the people who like are
scrutinizing
so
people is not godly.
Christian. Thank you. And they judge. How can you be Christian and you're judging me? And you know, I just,
and it's nasty though.
Yeah.
It's not like it's nothing, you know,
with love.
It's not like a, you know, here's what you're doing, but you know, what about this?
Yeah.
How could this, you know, it's not something that's insightful, that's thought provoking,
right.
that's encouraging. It's just you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're beneath.
Yeah.
If you ever, what?
Yeah.
Since it sounds like you are not in touch with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in touch with the love, you're in touch with the law.
Ooh.
You want a pat on the back because
you feel like you're doing the right thing. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But really, it's your job to do what you're supposed to do.
It doesn't make you any better than the next person.
No.
And you're not, God is not going to give you a cookie for that.
Yeah.
If you're doing it with the intention to put down other people.
Right.
What?
Right.
It's coming from the wrong place.
Right. And then she started equating it to discipline. And I just was like, girl, what are you talking
girl,
about?
Girl, you was in a hard, gritty girl era. You is...
I was like, what?
She needed to exfoliate. Inside out. That's tough.
Oh my God. She said she needs to exfoliate.
That is tough.
Yeah, I'm just I don't quite understand that myself. I don't understand.
Oh man.
I can't even.
I feel very sad for people that are sitting in that space. I just don't know where that's gonna take you. I don't know where you plan to go with that energy.
Yeah, I mean, like literally when I first started seeing soft girl era,
you can only go up.
Soft
though.
Girl light. I'm sick.
Sorry.
I just never equated it to me being irresponsible. I never equated it to me not being disciplined.
Nobody said.
I
that
never
just...
equated it to me and my relationship with God being on the fritz. Like I. None of that. None of that. But, you know, speaking of, like, Christians and scrutiny and judging and things like that, like, you know, people say that's why there's, we would have more believers if we as Christians were not so judgmental and we, like, taught and we welcomed, like, the spirit of love that God gave us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if we were more like him, more like love, more, and just kind of teaching, like, to be more like God, not the law, then we would probably have more believers. But, like, people run away, and it's, like, church hurt because we're being human. Mm-hmm. We're being so human, and we're not even, like, addressing what really needs to be, like, addressed with the kingdom of God. Like, it's not even about, like, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. It's really about the love of God.
Because perfection is not the goal.
That's not...
God already knows.
Go off, Jordan!
The perfection died with his son. Yes! Y'all, you're missing the whole point.
Nobody who's gonna walk this earth gonna be perfect. Not a soul.
And
it's not even about that.
What they try to do is they try to categorize and uplift sins.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
You being gay, you doing this is up here, but me cheating on my wife, God will forgive me and my wife will too.
Oh. Will they? Oh. Will they now? I want you to know that all sin is created equal. No matter what. Yeah. No matter what it is. Every, you judging me, still sinning. Like, doesn't matter. Crazy.
Got them four fingers still just
like, oh,
you know, I actually witnessed going to church, a church that I always felt like was a safe place. Like, it was more like multicultural.
Mm.
But I mean, you walk in and you would feel just like vibrations. People would be so nice.
Yes.
I came in once with my friend that was identifying as gay at the time. Now they're trans. But they just were going through so much. Their mother was schizophrenic. Their guardian was an authoritarian. very strict and just unruly. So, we just wanted to go to church.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, really? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, let's go. Go to this church. Okay. And here's the plot twist. I'm going to tell you. We go to this church, right? We sit down. And it was so odd because the sermon was about gay people.
Oh, my.
So, oh my. Fast forward. Okay. My cousin works for this church, where she has worked for this church for, like, the past decade. She works in the audio production sector. And I told her about this recently. I don't even remember how it came up. I think we were having a similar conversation. Oh, and wow. She literally told me, she was like, they changed that sermon because of her. She was like, I know they did. She was like, I was there. I kid you not. I was so pissed. And I'm just like, why? But I mean,
it was about...
So what you did was chastise one individual, and the whole rest of the congregation went without a message of encouragement for that week. What was that about?
Because you decided to literally point out one person.
And I remember we ended up leaving early. And my friend, I remember they're just so uncomfortable. And I don't think they've been to church since then.
Oh my God. But you see how that happens? You're just turning people away. If that message should have been encouraging, that would have been exactly what she needed. It's like people turn to God and turn to church, but we as humans go and mess
it up. It's supposed to be a safe place.
It really is supposed to be a safe place.
But it's not.
Like, and you really have to find the church home for you.
That's why Hung for Jesus stepped on toes, because it's like, I can understand people feel like it's like, this is not what we want to be displayed, but it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
And it is the truth, and that's why I feel like, dang, it's like, it's such a mockery, and I feel like if you're gonna do a movie about church and, like, make it a comedy, I just wish that it was, like, a different light.
Like, I think Fighting Temptations is one of the best church movies ever, okay?
Oh, my God.
Fighting Temptations is up there for me. I love the soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Period. I try to convince my cousin, one of my other cousins, she was a choir director. Child was in a choir in her direction. We begged her to do them songs, bro. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a way to uplift it and but I mean, it was an attack on mega churches. It was
the black church, mega churches, everything.
I don't really see it as an attack on black church, only because Well, I see what you're saying. Only because they really didn't show... They didn't really show the church. They only showed the pastor and his wife.
Who were black.
Yeah, but they're not the church. Like, they didn't
get
into,
like, maybe the congregation. But then when they showed the congregation previously, they were all black.
I mean, I'm saying they showed them, but they didn't show them. They didn't show their interactions.
I mean, like, well, yeah. Okay.
Just the things that happened at a black church. There was a big opportunity missed.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, from like, Bible study.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that goes at a church. You just be like, bro, what?
We used to have this man. My family called him Rabbit. He would come every blue moon, and he would be in the spirit. Oh, yes. Every time he came.
Every time.
He would run laps around the church. They'd be like, oh, yeah, y'all saw Rabbit today.
I'm done.
I know who they talking done. About. When I figured it out.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ooh, child.
Y'all that's just like,
I mean, we don't went from soft girl era to the church to church hurt. Y'all, we got to do better. And I really identify as a Christian, like, yeah, like, I love God. I love, but y'all, we really just got to do better. Like, it's just not.
It's not okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It really isn't. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So, we are shifting gears here. I heard a funny topic. I was listening to Around the Way Curls. I love that podcast, y'all. If y'all have not listened, y'all would love it. Anyways, one of their people called in and asked them pretty much, what is something in adulting that they just still have not really gotten together, like, shamefully, mm-hmm. have not gotten their ish together with.
Girl.
And so the examples they gave, one of them said that she sweeps. And she just leaves the piles there. She says she has piles in, like, every room. And she said she...
The worst part of sweeping.
And then her friend was like, you also have this thing where you would have gallons of water in your bed.
What?
Just gallons. Unfinished. And I was like, okay, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, first of all, I just want to say adulting is ghetto. It is not the adulting that I thought that it was going to be when I wanted to be an adult at 10. I would actually like to go back. Not to 10, but I would like to go back, you know, a little bit. But now that I'm here.
There are a lot of things I do that are shameful.
Yeah, girl. Something I shamefully do. So, okay, my first thing is, girl. So, I have a hard time making doctor's appointments.
Oh, my God, that was fun.
Oh, shoot.
I feel such a relief.
If I have a cold or something, like, I will go, because that is annoying to be, yeah. like, cold, like, sick with the cold, that's annoying. But, like, I've had this pain in my foot for literally probably, like, a year now. I have not been. I just made the appointment today, because my foot was hurting so bad yesterday.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I feel like our generation, though, especially the people beneath,
yeah,
they're not going.
Yeah. So, I just have a problem making doctor's appointments that I know I should be making.
Absolutely, that is mine.
Now, the gyno, I'm going to her.
Yeah.
Every time, not missing
that's a beat. That's the one that I feel like is something, I don't know, it's different.
Oh, that's your vagina, and I'm not playing with her.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. I hate going to dentist
appointments. Oh, maybe I don't put off two dentist appointments. I'm sorry.
I hate going. And it's like, I don't have cavities, but it's just like...
I do.
They just be all up in your teeth, and then your lips be ashy. I just...
Girl.
And then there's always a problem they find, like...
Yeah.
Bitch, I floss and I do everything I'm supposed to do.
You really have great teeth, Jordan.
Thank you. And you do too.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know. So I think they be lying.
Yeah. So speaking of teeth.
Yeah. Bling.
It fell off today. That's glue residue.
Really?
The one that I had this gem on my tooth for like 3.5 years. It just came off today. I chewed it.
3.5?
Yeah. I chewed it up.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Are they supposed to last that long?
No. She said max like a year.
Wow.
I think I just took really good care of it, like, in the beginning, and it just held on.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, wow. But yeah, I try to make an appointment to go get another one tomorrow, because I miss it already.
You know what I'm also bad at? when it's time to do the thing with your car.
Maintenance? Oil change?
Well, yeah. Okay, one day, okay. Actually, I'm terrified.
Girl, that thing will stop working.
I might be really too good about getting oil changes, because I don't like the idea of being stranded or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really got to get some tires, too. Like,
oh, that's a pain. That's because that money.
I know.
Girl, that's not expensive.
I'm going to be doing two at a time.
Yeah, that shit is expensive.
It is expensive. It's expensive as fuck. No, yeah. I was going to say, oh, shoot.
You forgot it.
It left me.
Sorry.
It was something about... It wasn't about bill. Oh yeah, the yearly thing you have to do with your tag, which that's not everybody, but in Georgia,
yeah,
we have to do emissions and everything.
Oh yeah,
I'd be super duper late.
Oh,
also I don't be voting. Sometimes I vote for presidents, but the stuff that matters to senators and stuff.
Jordan, yeah, we got to get better with that. Because the president, so by the time we get to the president, all this other stuff is what really matters.
Yeah, the president don't matter at all.
Nope.
And I be hearing all the little ads for Kemp and Warnock, and I be like, oh my God.
But why? Okay, so what is it that makes you not want to go?
It's not even that I don't want to go. I just am not informed on...
Oh, when?
And I never look it up. It's always in my mind to look it up.
This girl.
And I just be like, oh, man. And then when they win, I be like, damn it. I think I did vote for Abrams, though. I better have.
I think we all did, and it was just rigged.
Absolutely. It was rigged.
Yeah.
And cheater.
Yeah. Definitely gonna... So, that's what they say. Since all the little elections matter, I really have been trying to get to the small elections. I think I missed one small election. But also, like, I want to be informed about, like, what these people actually do so I can, like, make better decisions. So, like, that's what I said I was going to try to work on. I want y'all to know
what's... Yo, it was one year. I kid you not. Shit, might have been with Biden. But y'all was in there trying to Google people. I don't want to just click Democrat.
You can have your phone out.
I was in the line, bitch.
Oh my God.
I was waiting in line trying to look up the candidates. I was like, what do you believe in?
You know what I used to do when I first got the opportunity to vote? It's actually kind of embarrassing. I used to call my daddy and ask who what he did.
Wow, that's...
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I called my parents and be like, so who did y'all vote for? And why? I said, okay, I'm going to do that too.
I'll never forget.
Just be like, I don't know.
They made us take a quiz in school. I think it was elementary school. And it was supposed to tell you, like, it would give you scenarios. And at the end, it would tell you what party you were aligned with.
Oh, wow.
I came home. I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm a Republican.
Whoa!
They were like, what?
Jordan, nothing about you screams Republican. And I don't know
but
what.
But it wasn't dealing with, like... It was like, I mean, I was a kid. I wish I could tell you the type of, like, questions and things it would say. It'd be like, do you believe that all people should have access to this? Do you believe that people should work for this? Oh. And so I must have just been like, shit, yeah. And I have no idea.
I'm sorry. That is hilarious. This girl saying shit. Facts.
Shameful.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. The voting thing, shame on me for calling my dad and my mom asking who they voted for. Shame on you for not voting. And yo, we gotta do better with that.
Also,
we need to try really hard.
The year that Trump won, you didn't vote.
My.
I think I was honestly mourning. I think Obama had just...
Who died?
The Obamas.
Oh, God!
Our democracy would
like,
die.
I was like, who died? That completely went, like, over my head.
I know. I was getting there, but you were like, what?
I'm done. Sorry. Yeah. Something else that I do that's pretty embarrassing.
What are you about to say?
My car cannot stay clean for nothing.
Oh, what is it? Why?
Why don't you know what it is? I don't know. I'm trying. Like, it got to the point where now, like, I try to, like, keep it. I don't keep my junk in there anymore, but it just be dirty. Like, where I be done wasted food or, like...
Really?
Bottles. I have a whole collection of water bottles in the passenger seat.
This is so funny.
It's so embarrassing.
I don't know how this just came to my mind. I have a memory of getting into your car once. You had, like, frosted flakes.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
But I don't know what was... I don't know.
God, I'm embarrassed. Because that's probably so true. But I cannot deny it.
This was Lily, though. This was Lily.
Lily used to be a hot mess. Oh. Nova, I'm trying. Nova, these are my car names, y'all. I'm
obsessed. Like, I don't know. My parents, I don't know what it is. But I've been like that since I was a little girl. Like, my grandma told me, like, she took me fishing. I was like, wait, grandma, I got to put on my sunscreen. Like, I don't.
I'd be like, who is this girl?
I feel like this is the beginning. I don't know.
Oh, so your car legit just, I never seen your car. I literally never seen it.
I have not a drip.
Do you actually wash your own car?
I used to. That's a problem. I used to. Me and my dad, that used to be a thing we would do. We'd go to the car wash. And I used to think it was so cool.
Aww.
But yeah, girl, now we slided through that bit. I don't be trying to.
Do you vacuum out the inside of stuff? You do that part too? Or you have to do it?
Yeah, so. I vacuum the inside too. I would love to have my car detailed though. Oh my God. Girl. I've been there. It's so clean in here.
Oh my!
I love a clean car. I do.
When mine is actually clean, it feels really good. Like,
I love it.
But the problem is, I just be like, when I'm ready to get out of the car, I don't want to carry a bunch of stuff. So if I be done left something, I just keep letting it pile up until I be like, bro, your car is dirty. Until I get embarrassed.
You just let it.
Until I get embarrassed. And somebody's like,
shit to be in my car. I take everything. Which now I have three. I have like two jackets and a cardigan. It's bothering me so bad. I have to get it out of my car.
Oh, my
God. I know. We are literally kind of the opposite of that. Yeah.
I'm going to get shamed. Like, I just got shamed last week. And Nicole washed my car. Yeah.
No.
I was so embarrassed. It was a mess. It's a mess.
I wish I could see y'all's face.
It's clean now, though. It's clean now. I'm going to try really hard to keep it clean, yo. And then, like, I don't like washing the car. I just don't. That's not my...
What about going to a car? I mean, just pull up. Look, pull up.
I'm going to the car wash today. And it's like, I do everything, but...
I don't like going to the car wash, though. And, like, the shine don't be listed. I know that's so crazy, but, like... Your car will look so good for 2 days. What's up with that? I mean,
I don't even know.
And it be raining so much, I just be like, fuck it. But my tires, they is dull.
Oh, wow.
My dad has literally tried to give me a bottle of tire shine, but I keep forgetting to get it when I'm leaving my parents' house. And he's like, please take this with you. Yo, he's been trying to give it to me for like a month. I gotta get that junk.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, embarrassing. Embarrassing moment of the week. Yanni's car is a hot mess. It is clean now, I want to say.
Yes,
I'm proud
girl.
To report that it is clean.
That is all that matters.
So yeah.
Tell some so yeah.
Next. My computer won't even come on.
Oh, okay. So, okay, Yanni. What is something that people would be surprised to know about you? Like, have you... I was thinking about this, too. Like, what is something people... I feel like I've told y'all everything. Okay, this is something, it's not really, I don't think people will be surprised, but I'm really obsessed with knowing about people's lives in a way. It's weird. I watch a lot of documentaries.
Oh, that's, no.
And like, where they break down what, like, and these are people that have died, though. And I'm just, like, curious about their life. I think it's because it's so intriguing to me because we live in a time now where everything is everybody's business. Mm-hmm. And back then, it was so hush. Like, you would never know.
You start going down
so I just get fascinated. Like, that video. Did you see that video that I think Kari put in our chat? But it was showing, like, Michael Jackson, which he had the money to do it. He would go places in disguises.
Oh, yeah.
But full-blown ass disguises.
Not just regular disguise.
He would be
like
legit
a fat
white man.
Everything. Yeah.
Like, totally.
People you would never know.
And he just was like, I enjoy, like, seeing people and, like, seeing their reactions to things. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to be a normal.
And probably because he could never, exactly. He could never go out and just walk the streets and be normal. If he were to step out,
paparazzi. I mean, Michael Jackson and normal just don't go in the same, like...
sentence.
I think he was so great because he was so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I was listening to Michael Jackson taking a shower the other day.
Oh, wow.
Embarrassing.
Oh, you must have been doing some
dancing. I dance in the shower.
Oh, God.
I mean, go ahead.
Girl, no, because, you know, one time I was a girl, yeah.
Oh, it's an alien
tumble.
Superstar?
Tumble, girl.
To Renaissance. Oh, my God.
You never fell in the shower?
I have slipped.
I can't tell you still dancing in the shower. Since I done slipped and that scared me.
And you just never danced again?
Yes, girl. Falling in the shower is like, ah!
Do you know that Zac Efron, this is, I'm sorry. Zac Efron, his face looks different, okay? I know.
Oh, I
know. He's always been hot. We all know. Well, I don't, okay, you don't.
Has he?
You don't like him?
Don't like him.
I don't say right, but I was like, actually.
The opposite.
Right. So, my sister was telling, like, she sent me this link where apparently he was running in his house in socks, literally jaw hanging. He fell and broke his jaw. So he had to get plastic surgery for his face. And he looks weird. Like, I mean, he's not, like, if I showed you a picture, you would probably be like, okay. But if you see a before and an after, it's like, whoa. Like,
I'm about to Google it.
Not you Googling it right now. Yeah.
He fell in his house?
Man was running in his socks. I'm like, what type of house you got, my nigga?
Wow.
Nigga got stone floor.
Wow.
I bless that man.
That really sucks.
I know.
So wait.
I don't. Oh, look. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. It looks very boxy.
Yeah. Like, he's not hideous. He
yeah,
just.
Yeah, it kind of looks. I mean. If you would have never told me, I wouldn't have noticed. I would have just thought it was just, not old age, but I just thought he was maturing.
But you know, you looking at somebody, and something just, you can't place it.
Can't put your finger on it, but he fell in the house.
Yeah. Dang, girl, I just can't believe you never danced in the shower again just because you fell.
Girl, just because.
Get back up again.
That is frightening. Every time I think
about. Not even in front of the tub?
Every time I think about busting a move, I just be like, nah, bro. I might do one thing, and I'd be like.
You are humbled.
Girl, falling in the shower is hella embarrassing, and it hurt, and it just be, you can, people be breaking their neck in the shower, girl. I can't do it. I'm scared. Lord, I want you to be great.
Let me knock on something, because you know what? I never feel, I don't mean there, you know what I'm saying, gliding, you know what I mean? I don't mean they're ticking.
You know?
But Alien Superstar is more like a,
yeah,
bogue. I be boguing in the shower.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I'll be giving, you know, I'm
dropping it
on
the side.
I can't do that.
Yeah, see, that's my problem.
I ain't got meg knees. You do.
And not anymore.
You guys should see Ayana in her full being.
Oh, Lord.
There was that one time I literally kept calling you Meg. I was so tickled. I was so lit. Ooh. I was like, Meg! Meg! Meg!
Oh, my God. When you had a night like that, I feel like the last time we had a crazy wild night was literally New Year's.
Oh.
That was the last time we all linked and was like,
that was
out of here.
I don't know. Casamigos is a little too much for me.
Woo.
That girl's also woo.
It's like we were sitting there for a while just kind of vibing, and all of a sudden we just opened the bottle and it was like, boo! All the lights turned on.
Yeah, they did. And then it was me recognizing that nobody else was there.
Everybody
had left. I was like,
it felt like it was but it wasn't.
You know when wake up after being like that, you're kind of like, oh my God, what have I done? It's like an alternate. Like somebody kind of took over your body. You became an avatar for a minute. And then you come back and like,
oh. What happened here?
What just happened to me?
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't answer the question. I actually don't know though, so. It's okay.
Something that people would be surprised to know about you?
Yeah.
You're a big? Is that a?
Oh. I'm a big brother, big sister mentor. Okay.
I think that's not a surprise, but it is still, too. Kind of.
Okay. Yeah, I got a little. I love her. She's so cute. She's so awesome. Right now, I have a creature in my trunk, thanks to her. Told her I wouldn't kill it.
Is there air? Yeah, so you girl, told me you wouldn't kill it and you left him in the trunk?
No, but, oh, okay, let me be clear. It's a caterpillar.
He's dead.
No, it's in a cocoon. He put his own fate, sorry.
If he decides to break free as a butterfly, there's no flying.
He did it himself. I didn't do it. I don't know what's going to happen to him. I'm actually thinking of telling my dad move him out and put him in the bush next to where I park my car. Because
why do y'all get like a little...
The other morning, girl, I heard some noises coming from that thing. And I was like, if this is not a caterpillar and something hatches and
it's got a fucking wasp
all over my car, I'm going to cry.
That would be
And then one time I touched it, it was hard. It looks like a silk... I mean, it's a cocoon. But when you touch it, it's hard. It's very hard. I guess it has to be, but I didn't realize they were that hard.
Oh, my God.
They have to protect themselves, yeah, but I just didn't think it was going to be that hard. Hard.
You said you hurt something in the trunk.
Girl, yeah. Yesterday morning, the morning
That's
before
That's the only thing in your trunk is a cocoon.
Yeah, it's like on the top. I need it. I'm going to show it to you when we finish. I'm going to show it to you on the way out.
Yo.
Yeah.
This girl got cocoon. A cocoon.
Thanks to my little.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. Girl. She's funny. She's a treat. Truly.
Fun fact about me. I'm all for protecting the animals. Won't see me with one. Ever. I'm sorry.
From a distance. Protect them from a distance.
Like, I it's more, it's really like an auntie stigma. Like, I'll play with you while we're here. She ain't come out with me.
Nah, that is
you
hilarious.
Have to stay with your parents, baby.
That is actually hilarious.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about Meghan Markle for a sec. So she has a podcast on Spotify. It's only on Spotify. It's called the Archetypes Podcast. Mm. And she recently had a, episode come out with Mariah Carey. And on it, they talked about their relations to being identified as Black women. Mm. And it was it was an interesting perspective to hear. Sometimes I forget that Meghan is American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she was just talking. I was like, oh, and then, yeah. But she was talking about how she looked up to Mariah Carey because she was saying there was really no one that looked like her that she could identify with, which to me, they don't look. I don't know. I think there are levels to how genes take place. You know what I mean?
Sticky.
But
very sticky.
It was really intriguing because she was like, you know, I was never treated like a Black woman until I started dating Harry and I was like in the spotlight.
Mm.
And so basically, you know.
That is interesting, actually.
Yeah. And she was kind of saying there are times when I was reading, she was referring to her mom and, you know, being a witness to her mom being called the N-word. I guess her mom was trying to get out of a parking spot. She wasn't moving fast enough for some people. And, you know, they called her the N-word. And, but she's never had to live that. And so, I don't know. It was a really interesting podcast. I actually didn't listen to the whole episode. I don't know. I think it's just weird to me that people can grow up so close to Blackness and still not identify.
Mm.
Like, but also, I don't like that you only felt Black once it was negative.
Yeah.
I mean.
Also, I'm like, your mom, did she not spend majority of her time, wasn't her dad estranged?
I thought
her mom
so.
Is Black. Like, so I'm just like, how did you not feel Black? Right. I mean, well, maybe because of the way she, maybe because how she felt like she looked, that's why she didn't feel Black. I'm not really sure. But I find that interesting.
But. Well, so on the podcast too, they kind of talk about how, I mean, although you're two different races, it's kind of like you never feel like you're enough for either or. Mm. And so they were just talking about how they wanted so badly to just be like, I'm mixed. That's it.
Mm.
And that just to be the final thing. And she said there was a time when she was struggling to check the box, you know, for her race, and her dad had told her something like, next time you make your own box. And I don't know. I just... I'm just having a hard time. I mean, y'all.
I feel like if you... Like, you want to identify as just mixed. Like, you don't want to identify as white. You don't want to identify as Black. You just want to be mixed. But what does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. What
like,
does that
there mean? Is no mixed, like, culture. Like, I don't know. There's no mixed, like... That's not a race. That's not a...
Yeah.
It's literally a mix of two races. So I'm not saying you have to pick a side, but I feel like embrace them both.
Yeah.
And I don't, but I guess because I'm black, I'm like, why wouldn't you want to be black?
Off rip.
Yeah, I'm like, why not? But also, if you have another side, I mean, you don't really look black. You kind of, I don't know. I just.
I mean, but if you're raised.
If I'm being honest, I feel like she looks more black than Mariah Carey.
I think so as well.
So, I don't understand how she.
Yeah.
I'm really lost now.
Yeah.
Because her mom is black. You really actually look black. See?
And Mariah Carey's mother is white. But Mariah Carey, she has told a story of, like, how her mom wanted them to live in, like, a predominantly white neighborhood. And it was, like, kind of, you know, higher up. And how she had to be with the father to get the house because she knew otherwise they wouldn't be able to get it. So it's like she knew. Yeah. So it's like she knew, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she understood the complexity, but I just think sometimes some people come into these relationships, they don't fully understand who they're with in the culture, and then they have children, and I feel like that's where the confusion trickles down. I think if there's a clear understanding of who you are, who I am, and, like, the representation is clearly, like, not even the representation, that's not a good word. Who you identify as, who you are, is clearly understood and explained to your child. History.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's
kind of really weird to hear.
That's kind of a sticky. That's a toughie.
It is sticky.
Because, I don't know, I feel like there's some stuff I want to say, but I just.
It's like, nope.
I was like, some stuff you just can't say about certain people.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, let's just leave it.
Yeah, and I understand.
But well, I just I don't understand
that. Besides her saying that she related to being black or for the first time once she was scrutinized, what is being a black woman to you?
Why would that be the only time you could identify? Like, you didn't see your strong black mother. Like, you didn't see your strong single black mother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why did it, like, so off rip, the first thing I think of being a black woman is being strong. And not in the way where it's like, oh, we have to carry so much. Although we do. It's just like what it takes to be a black woman is like strong, beautiful. Like, I just feel like it's empowering. And I feel like I literally could do anything. I don't know. I just feel like it just feels amazing. I don't know.
When I think about being a black woman, I think about versatility. I mean, there's just. With the shades, the hair.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I hate when people try to put us in a box because it's like our personalities can be so different. What we are interested in can be so different. I've been seeing black girls that surf. You know what I mean? Like, we really get into a lot of bags, and there are black women that are really into, like, rock. You know what I mean? Like, they're really into. I just love to see.
That is very true.
Women, so I don't know, I just, style. Yeah, because I feel like sometimes in other cultures, I feel like it's there's more limitations.
Yeah.
You don't see a here. It's more like, okay, there's this, there's that, and there's that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But with us,
we everywhere.
It's like, you got your anime, you know what I mean?
And the thing is, we really be in different, like, different bags. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, not just. Even when you, let's say you're like in an anime, you'll be in a trap, like everything. You'll be into, like, how do you go from anime to trap? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, that's crazy to me. I love that. Like, it's just so many different, so many different ones.
And I even have, like, I feel like I struggled with that as a kid, like, feeling like I was black, but I wasn't black enough.
Yeah.
And I've had this conversation with other black women, and it's so funny, like, there are black women who will make you feel like you're not black enough because you don't do things a certain way because of your hair. I'm just so sick that hair is even still something that we're stuck on.
Please.
I'm ready for us to fly off that.
Yes, please.
But it's still good to see that younger generations are still, like, embracing other styles. Mm-hmm. I do feel like people are. I've been seeing videos about how the natural hair movement is dying and it's dead. Mm. you know, because people are wearing more like lace prints and things of that nature. But I'm like, what? I still see everybody out here. Yeah. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Nah, I'm definitely, I mean, there's a natural bag, there's a silk press bag, there, well, that's still natural, but there's, like, a perm bag, there's a braid bag, there's a lot of, there's wigs for sure, but there's a lot of, I don't, nah, there ain't no box that we just in.
Right. Nah. Also, the way that black women naturally kind of just, the way that we naturally come together, yes, and we don't know each other, yes, sometimes is so wonderful to me.
It feels so good.
And it's just like, you feel like you know somebody, or it's just like this insider.
Yeah.
I love that. Those moments are the best to me.
We compliment each other well, too. Oh. We compliment, sorry. Oh, Lord. I feel like we compliment each other well. Just a group of black women. It's so beautiful. Like, all the different shades, all the different styles.
Can you believe that before Fenty, there wasn't a lot of shades? Like, Rihanna really was the first person. And somebody mentioned that, and I was like, wow, that's so crazy that there, I mean, she made sure. That's why it was so big. Mm. People were like, finally, I can find my shade.
Wow.
All the brown girls, though. You know what I mean?
Mm. And it's crazy that if that's the case, like, people didn't think that people of all the shades wanted.
Right. I think, like, that there was for a long time, I think the black beauty market was just not tapped into. Mm. And they realized how much black women spend. Then they was trying to cater to it. But Rihanna really, I mean, she became a billionaire for a reason. She saw there was a need that everybody else couldn't see. Which is really interesting. Like, how did y'all pass by that?
Wow. Well,
I'm so glad. The other day I was walking, I was like, well, I'm black.
Yes. I don't know if you have those moments, though. That's crazy. That's crazy. You really do. You just be like, damn, I'm black and I'm proud. Like, in real life, like, you just be like, oh, this is amazing. Or, like, you know what I love seeing? A group of black people, like a big group, like, for example, you go to a concert and it's just like hella black people, and then we're all just like laughing, kiki, you hear the sounds, like, we're all vibing, like, that is so beautiful to me. Like, that just feels so good. You just be like, yes. Like, it just,
I'm actually really excited. I haven't been around like a big group of black people in a minute. I feel like
COVID.
COVID. But, I mean, even outside that, like, I've been to, like, some concerts and stuff, but it was a lot of other people sprinkled in. I was like, So, I mean, I haven't been engulfed in.
Yeah, us.
Us. Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Wow. Well, this is a great way to end things.
Yes.
Talking about how proud we are to be black. I really enjoyed this episode.
I know.
As always.
I know we didn't get into any, like, super tea, y'all.
Yeah. But this was good. Anyway.
All right, you guys.
Y'all have a beautiful week. Enjoy yourselves. And,
keep your crown.
Ooh. Yes, girl. Yes. All right, y'all. Peace.
Love and happiness.